Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. The first doses of a COVID-19 vaccine from Pfizer and BioNTech are arriving at specific destinations across the country today. Very soon, healthcare workers will start getting the first of two shots needed to prevent the disease. Benita Patel is the Vice President of Pharmacy Services at Memorial Hermann Medical Center in Houston. She says her staff is aware that the Pfizer vaccine must be stored at temperatures colder than Antarctica.
We've had to purchase ultra-low freezers. We've had to increase our staff. We have to make sure every vial is appropriately taken care of, meaning from start of timing it when we literally pull the vial out of the box to when we close the box.
Separately this week, the Food and Drug Administration will decide whether a COVID-19 vaccine made by Moderna can also get emergency use authorization. The vaccine news comes as the United States draws very close to 300,000 deaths from COVID-19, according to Johns Hopkins University. The Electoral College votes today, and by tonight, Joe Biden will be officially president-elect. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the vote will formally affirm Biden's victory last month.
A total of 538 electors are voting, mostly in state capitals, taking the results from November and translating them into votes in the Electoral College. They're chosen by state political parties, and in most states, electors are required to cast their votes to reflect the winner of the popular vote in their state. It's a vestige of political compromise at the time of the nation's founding, and typically occurs without much fanfare. But President Trump is still disputing his loss, falsely claiming fraud, tweeting debunked conspiracy theories, and pledging to fight on. President-elect Biden is set to deliver a speech after the results are in about, quote, the strength and resilience of our democracy. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
The Kremlin is denying media reports that Russian hackers have broken into U.S. government computer networks. As NPR's Lucian Kim reports from Moscow, the breach reportedly let the attackers read internal Treasury and Commerce Department emails.
Russian President Vladimir Putin's spokesman denies the reports, saying Russia had nothing to do with the cyber attacks and that the accusations are groundless. Speaking to reporters in Moscow, the spokesman recalled that in September, Putin proposed a treaty with the United States on cybersecurity, with formal guarantees of non-intervention in the other country's elections. In the past, Putin has offered President Trump to form a joint task force on cybersecurity, an idea that has gone nowhere. Putin has denied the Russian government conducts cyber attacks on the U.S., but has said it's possible patriotic hackers have acted on their own. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
You're listening to NPR News. The National Weather Service says a storm is moving into the southeast today that will bring heavy rain and thunderstorms. But forecasters warn a major winter storm is developing that will strike the mid-Atlantic and northeast states by Wednesday. A few to several inches of snow could fall from parts of West Virginia to Connecticut. North Carolina could receive sleet, snow, and freezing rain. The Cleveland baseball team is going to change its moniker, according to a report in the New York Times. Greg Eklund has this report.
Change had already been in the works for the team known as the Indians since 1915. Before the 2019 season, the team phased out its chief Wahoo cartoon imagery on uniforms amid an increasing outcry among Native Americans and baseball fans. That outcry grew even more this year, in the midst of calls to resolve social injustices. There has been no official announcement from Cleveland, but the Times reports that the organization may announce its intentions this week. For NPR News, I'm Greg Eklund.
Early voting starts today in Georgia for two U.S. Senate runoff elections. Two Republican incumbent senators are facing two Democratic challengers. If the Republicans win, the GOP will continue to control the U.S. Senate. If the Democrats flip the seats, control of the chamber on Capitol Hill will pass to the Democrats. President-elect Joe Biden will campaign for the Democrats tomorrow in Atlanta. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.